This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ubiquinol marketing claims don't match scientific evidence on CoQ10 absorption. Marketing claims that ubiquinol represents a superior active form of CoQ10 are not supported by current bioavailability data, according to recent comparative studies examining different coenzyme Q10 formulations and their absorption rates. 95-98% of CoQ10 circulating in blood exists as ubiquinol regardless of supplement form taken. CoQ10 formulation performance by manufacturing process area under curve AUC comparison across 7 different CoQ10 products. Crystal dispersed ubiquinone 2.0 ubiquinol soft gel 1.5 AUC, standard ubiquinone 1.x AUC. Source: Lopez Luch et al., Nutrition 2019, Mantle and Diebring Analysis, Antioxidants 2020. Georgian Medical Journal News Body: Efficiently converts between CoQ10 forms. Coenzyme Q10 functions as a redox molecule that naturally cycles between its oxidized state, ubiquinone, and reduced state, ubiquinol, during cellular energy production. According to research published in Nutrition by Lopez Luch and colleagues, enterocytes in the small intestine routinely reduce ubiquinone to ubiquinol during absorption. The conversion process works bidirectionally with remarkable efficiency. When ubiquinol supplements are consumed, some oxidizes back to ubiquinone before reaching the intestine due to ubiquinol's inherent instability in oxygen-rich environments. Despite these transformations, 95-98% of circulating CoQ10 maintains the ubiquinol form regardless of initial supplement type, demonstrating the body's robust conversion capacity. Clinical evidence challenges assumptions about conversion limitations. Research findings consistently show that healthy adults efficiently perform these molecular transformations without supplemental intervention, contradicting marketing narratives about metabolic bottlenecks. Bioavailability depends on manufacturing, not molecular form. A crossover study by Lopez Luch et al. In Nutrition 2019 tested 7 different CoQ10 formulations in 14 healthy adults, revealing tenfold variation in area under the curve AUC values across products. The analysis by Mantle and Diebring in Antioxidants 2020 identified crystal dispersion as the key determinant of bioavailability. Crystal dispersed ubiquinone demonstrated approximately double the AUC compared to ubiquinol in soft gel formulations. Standard ubiquinone without crystal dispersion showed the lowest bioavailability, while ubiquinol occupied an intermediate position. These findings indicate that manufacturing processes, particularly crystal lattice disruption to improve gastrointestinal fluid solubility, matter more than molecular oxidation state. The data contradicts premium pricing strategies based solely on ubiquinol content. Supplement selection should prioritize formulation technology over molecular form when optimizing absorption rates. Clinical outcomes show equivalent therapeutic effects. Major cardiovascular trials have demonstrated therapeutic equivalence between ubiquinone and ubiquinol formulations. The Q-Symbiose study, published in JACC Heart Failure by Mortensen and colleagues, 2014, showed significant improvement in heart failure outcomes using ubiquinone supplementation. Similarly, research by Allahan et al. Demonstrated reduced cardiovascular mortality in elderly participants receiving ubiquinone. Clinical evidence supports therapeutic efficacy for both molecular forms when properly formulated, reinforcing that bioavailability depends on manufacturing rather than inherent molecular superiority. Crystal dispersed ubiquinone achieved roughly double the bioavailability compared to ubiquinol soft gel formulations, with the premium ubiquinol form performing at intermediate levels. David Mantle, Antioxidants Research, Antioxidants, 2020. Key takeaways: body efficiently converts between ubiquinone and ubiquinol forms, with 95-98% circulating CoQ10 existing as ubiquinol regardless of supplement type. Crystal dispersion manufacturing process doubles bioavailability compared to standard formulations, outperforming ubiquinol soft gels. Clinical trials show equivalent therapeutic outcomes for both molecular forms when properly formulated. Frequently asked questions: does the body struggle to convert ubiquinone to ubiquinol? No. Healthy adults efficiently convert between these forms throughout life. The conversion occurs naturally in enterocytes during absorption and continuously in cellular metabolism. Why do some CoQ10 supplements show better absorption than others? Manufacturing processes, particularly crystal dispersion, determine bioavailability more than molecular form. Crystal dispersed formulations dissolve better in gastrointestinal fluids, improving absorption rates. Are there clinical differences between ubiquinone and ubiquinol supplements? Major cardiovascular trials demonstrate equivalent therapeutic effects for both forms when properly formulated. The key factor is bioavailable dosing rather than molecular oxidation state. Future CoQ10 research should focus on optimizing formulation technologies rather than molecular form selection. As manufacturing processes continue advancing crystal dispersion and solubility enhancement, consumers can expect improved bioavailability across all CoQ10 variants, regardless of ubiquinone versus ubiquinol marketing positioning. Source: Ubiquinol is marketed as the active form of CoQ10.